Smith, Uriah, Irwin. Sunnyside, Currumbong, New South Wales, Australia, June 6, 1898. Dear Brother Smith and Brother Irwin, this day the mail goes to America by the Vancouver boat. I arise at 2 o'clock a.m. to write that which will accompany this letter. I have had represented to me that you need so much the working of the Holy Spirit in your midst. Neither Brother Durland, yourself, Brother Nicola, William Gage, Brother Howe, nor Brother Evans sees things eye to eye with God. There is to be a decided change in your lines of work, and the very best thing you can do is to cleave to the Word of God and not let the work God would do for the saving of souls be hindered. All our churches are in need of a great revival. Why, I ask you, have not special efforts been made to employ medical missionary workers in our churches? Dr. Kellogg will make some moves that I would feel sorry to have him feel compelled to make. He says if no means is allowed to carry the message by medical missionary laborers into the churches, he shall separate the tithe that is paid into the conference to sustain the medical missionary work. You should come to an understanding and work harmoniously. For him to separate the tithe from the treasury would be a necessity I greatly dread. If this money in tithe is paid by the workers into the treasury, why, I ask, should not that amount be apportioned to the carrying forward of the medical missionary work, a work which our people greatly need to have done for them, and they become vitalized by the Holy Spirit's power as they work in our churches? Why, I ask, do you not make God your counselor? Why do you link up with those who have had the weakness so often to be found on the wrong side, who have evidenced that they are not following our leader? You, who are engaged in opening the things connected with our work to lawyers, will realize that those who trust the things connected with our work to those who know not God will be left to trust to the law, and have all the law they want until their souls are satisfied. God will not be their counselor. They have chosen their help from parties that are represented as the murky waters of the valley, in the place of drinking of the pure waters of Lebanon. I would write further, but cannot. I have now spoken in 8 days before students in the school chapel, and before all the church assembled in church chapel, before the small companies in 6 o'clock meeting, and at Dora Creek, 14 times in 8 days, and the Lord has sustained me. I thank His holy name. I send you, Brother Smith and Brother Tenney, these enclosures. After you have both read them, you can. Letter ends here.